Agenda item seven, discussion and possible action on report from the technical consultant, regional planning updates, Tony Smith. I think he has some items he wants to discuss and go over with us. We're ready to listen.
Good, it's going to be brief and short. Thought I'd start with a brief, I didn't intend that joke, a brief covering of our budget. We're roughly 62% through our budget as of the end of March. So we're doing well on our budget. We're right on target for what we're shooting for. I don't anticipate us going over budget. We'll probably come right in at the budget level at the end of the day. But not surprisingly, a lot of the earlier tasks, you know, we've consumed a lot of the budget for each of the individual tasks that kind of align with the various chapters. But we still have some remaining that we're going to be going through and revising as we head towards the final plan. But we're at roughly 62% of the overall budget. I'm just going to walk through it with you briefly, just some of the items that we've been doing over the last few months. First, is probably most important, is that we did indeed submit the IPP on time to the Water Development Board and all of its myriad copies on March 3rd, 2025. That included printed copies, it included digital versions, it included all of the database information. There's a massive amount of data that goes in that you guys may never see unless you go online and test some of those links that are in the executive summary. But we've got all of that information submitted. We also delivered to the county clerk's offices, the libraries, in coordination with BRA and BRA staff doing that work to get the information out there so that we could have this public hearing today. The consultant team, I know this doesn't sound like much to y'all, but believe me, we met with the Water Development Board on ADA requirements. Believe it or not, that's a new requirement this go around. It was requested in the last cycle, but it wasn't mandated. This time it's mandated to have these documents meet ADA requirements. That is not an insignificant amount of work. There's a significant level of effort goes for every single table, for every single graphic, to have alternative explanations and formatting done. For a multi-thousand page document, it becomes a significant level of our effort. And the board and the Water Development Board staff, that they're growing along with this new requirement. And we met with them to kind of talk about some of the guidelines. Long story short is that we determined a efficient and effective way of meeting those requirements in such a way that's not gonna be an inordinate amount of work, that we'll be able to check that box for the final plan. And we'll be able to do it effectively. That we had that meeting in early April, and it was a breath of relief that we're gonna be able to meet all those requirements in a way that satisfies the board. We have been having ongoing meetings with water user groups and wholesale water providers as requested, whether it's formal questions on the IPP or if they want to have an informal discussion. We've had various virtual meetings, in-person meetings, calls to discuss with them the contents of the IPP. As I've said to y'all before, it's a Polaroid, and we're trying to take as good a snapshot as we can of every provider's existing situation and their proposed strategies. And, you know, these situations are in flux. And so we're trying to update the information as best we can. I will tell you that we're an open book. We're meeting with them and saying, look, tell us where we're off. Tell us if it needs to be updated. Tell us where we need to change it. Help us document that. We're sharing our material, our working materials with them, and they're going in there and either adjusting language or adjusting the numbers or the types of strategies. We're gathering that information and we've done it for both folks that have been involved with the planning process over the last 4 years and some that haven't been so involved and seen the IPP and gone, ho, wait, let's we see this, we want to get involved. So I'm reporting to you that we're having some success there and getting folks that weren't involved with us. And of course, we're doing our own internal review of the IPP where we can improve things, both editorially or otherwise. We're doing that as well because essentially we have this breather right now. That's why I don't have a whole lot of numbers to throw at you today, is because we've submitted, the schedule allows for a certain amount of time. We had today's public hearing. We've still got 60 days from today before we get the state's comments. And in that time, we're trying to be effective with what we're doing and get a jump on what changes and modifications we make so that we're not trying to scramble in October. We're trying to be ahead of the curve. Getting to schedule, that's probably the meat of what I wanted to bring up today. I start with this. This is just the overall schedule. That big red box is generally where we're at now, the May, June, July timeframe. As you can see, my main message is not the four-point font material, but that red box is in that fifth year. We're getting down to the goal line now as we're heading towards that October 20th date I mentioned earlier. And the board, they have given a lot of different breakdowns on kind of, all right, what are we mandated to do between now and then, both the technical consultants as well as the planning group, and what the board needs to do. And they've given it in several different ways. I think I'll zoom in on this one for a moment just to mention that once we, let's see if I get the laser right, we are here today. Planning group holds the IPP public hearing, oral and written comments accepted. Written public and agency comment period is open 60 days following today. So in 60 days time, that's going to be July 6th. That will be the closing day. Around that time, we will get comments from the state agencies, Parks and Wildlife, TCQ, Soil Water Development Board, we will get all of those formal comments, and we will then start working to compile and responses for every single one and document those. Those will go into Chapter 10. The board provides its review within 120 days of that submittal date of March 3rd. And so we'll consider all comments and address all comments, and then, you know, it makes it sound easy, like, well, then we just hop to the next box and adopt it. The truth is that there's some, the devil's in the details. And some of those details include, beyond today here in yellow, is that the Water Development Board is performing a socioeconomic impact analysis. That's to look at the cost of doing nothing. And I always think this is a very brilliant part of the planning process, because even doing nothing has a cost associated with it. And we don't do that study, the board does. This planning cycle is the first time that the planning group doesn't need to make a formal adoption to request it. The board is just doing it, and they will provide it to us sometime in the August timeframe, is the last I had heard. So we'll be getting comments on the IPP in early July. In August, we'll get that socioeconomic impact report, and we will ingest that into the plan for the final adoption. We'll probably go through it and review it with this body. Also, once we get the comments back, we're also, as I just reported, we're engaging with water providers. We're updating those Polaroids and updating the information on strategies. As we do that, I can anticipate that there will likely come a point where we're gonna wanna meet with probably a technical meeting with the Scope of Work Committee, who of course did the original review of all of the recommended strategies and then brought that up to the full regional planning group's consideration. That Scope of Work Committee will probably wanna get together to look at what changes are being bandied about here post IPP, and we're going to pull that information together. So the idea is that we would probably have a Scope of Work Committee meeting once we've gotten all the Water Development Board's comments, we've pulled all the public's comments together, that we look at, all right, what are those related to the strategies, and we would have a Scope of Work Committee meeting. And then after that, I'm not going to presume whether that's going to be one meeting or two. But after the scope of work committee's work, we would probably then circle back to the full regional planning group at a meeting to consider the recommendations of the scope of work committee as far as any changes to strategies, and then any other changes of substance to the IPP for adoption of the final plan. That would probably be occurring in the late September timeframe. I say that because the due date's October 20th. We need to have a little bit of probably a buffer of time in there in case there's anything that needs to be radically done towards the tail end if some conditions change. That also allows us production time for whatever printing needs to be done with these giant reports, and so that we can meet the deadlines on October 20th. So again, forgive me for not having exact dates at this time. This is the one I think that out of your packet that I would look at to go, okay, these are the general time frames of activities being thought of for this body over the coming months to get us to the final goal line.
Just a second, Tony.
Yes, sir.
John, on the economic study, in years past, there's been somebody from the Water Development Board that was available to give that presentation to the group. Do you know if that's going to be available this year again or not?
I do not.
Okay. Okay. Yes, if you would ask, please.
So those of you that are members of the Scope of Work Committee, just be mindful that over the summer, it's likely that we'll have at least one meeting to discuss ramifications to the strategies and perhaps develop some recommendations for the full group. And for the full group, know that we're eyeballing the fall for the adoption meeting. So with that, I'm not asking for any formal actions today. We're continuing to seek input on our recommendations and our language. And that's to every water provider, every seller, everybody. We're looking for that input. We want it. When we adopt potential changes to the IPP, we'll be collecting, if it's editorial, I'm not going to bother you with it. But if it's substantive, we will. We'll bring that forward for the planning group's consideration at some later date and have actions associated with it. And then consider final approval of the plan before that September 20th date. Also, I will say that there's a new section in the plan that has to do with implementation. It's a subject that we talked a lot about when we discussed infeasibility several years back, and that there is a lot of information on implementation of existing strategies and projects that the Water Development Board is asking for. And we, the technical consultants, are still reaching out to folks that have these larger projects to determine all of these various dates of, how much funding has been expended to date? When was your application for surface water submitted? When was it declared administratively complete? There's a laundry list of those details that the board has asked for, and we're still attempting to round that information up. We got as much as we could for the IPP, and we're still pinging folks for that information so we can be as complete as possible. And we'll have that for the final plan. So we're working on that, and we'll be working with the Scope of Work Committee. And that's all I have to report, unless there are any questions for me.
Any questions for Tony? Here's your chance. You got off easy, Tony.
Thank you all, everybody. We appreciate you.
Thank you.